Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I get really nervous when we have stories like this to talk about because Erica is already such a ball of anxiety and fear and whatever. And this snake story that we're about to talk about is a little, in fact, we want your snake stories because if we're going to really go for it and give her a phobia about snakes, we just need to take calls from people.
Oh, yeah.
So a 3-year-old girl in California, I think it was her birthday.
Yes, it was.
Or was at least close to her birthday. And her dad like checked the camera and was like, oh, there's a package outside. Go grab it. It's for your birthday. Yay. So she goes out to the front step and picks up what I presume was one of the, like, it's not a box. It's like when Amazon
like
ships you
bag.
That baggy thing.
Oh, yeah.
The brown paper or whatever. Yeah. And she picks it up. And underneath it was a Southern Pacific rattlesnake.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even know they had. Yes, I did.
Rattlesnakes in California?
I'm an idiot. I'll share my story next.
Oh, you tell. Okay.
I forgot.
It didn't just, like, take kindly to her removing the envelope. It bit her.
No.
Yeah. So I think we have actual audio here.
Wow. No. Very scientific.
So it bit her and she had to, thankfully, she's okay.
Yeah.
But she had to go in and get the anti-venom and stuff. A few rounds, which we just looked that stuff up the other day, didn't we?
It's like expensive.
$8,000 per round or something.
My friend who is in the medical field in Arizona was like, each vial is like $8,000.
And some people need.
There was one
40
guy that needed
doses
like
or something.
50.
What?
It says this little girl ended up needing 2 additional rounds. Yep. She was in pediatric intensive care.
So anyway,
yeah.
Here we go. We want to hear your stories of snakes because, like, I think everybody in here has had a snake. Like my daughter one time was bringing our trash can in.
Oh.
And it was like spring when the baby snakes hatch, and they were wrapped around the wheels of the thing.
Was she killing them as she pulled it in?
No, they were just kind of just wee. They were having, and then she, like, that was the end of her having anything to do with the trash containers.
Absolutely. And I agree with that.
So you saw one in.
I did. I was hiking in California.
Walking around drinking?
No, walking around on like a dirt path that went up a little bit. And I was chatting with someone and I wasn't looking ahead of me and I suddenly feel an arm across me and there was a full-blown rattlesnake, a big boy, across the path.
Sunning himself
because it was like evening in like September, probably when it's hot out. And it was the first time I'd ever seen a rattlesnake and we just had to
back away slowly
and then just stand and wait for it to pass along and then run.
Oh my
god! I like almost stepped on it. Yeah, and
it would have bit like
that was close
if you
to
step
Santa
on
Clarita.
It would have bit you.
Yeah, and it was probably a Southern Pacific rattlesnake because it was in that same area.
What? And you kept walking like after it went away. Then you kept walking. I would have left.
Yeah,
immediately.
We were like,
the real thing is,
you know?
They don't want to bite you. They really don't.
It's just if they feel attacked.
Yes, and like I think that snake in the 3-year-old girl. It was like, I found a safe place, and then it's like, ha!
Yeah.
Like, I found you,
surprise.
And she was just getting her present, you know?
I also, this does freak me out about going on any sort of sunny hike.
I was
there in the bushes.
Yeah, but they're not coming out of the bushes.
They might.
I was riding, I forgot about this snake story until you just did this. I'm riding my bike from, like, my house to downtown, because there's, like, the Cherry Creek Trail goes that whole way. And at a certain point, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I'm doing 20 miles an hour, just hauling, and I look ahead, and it's exactly what you're talking about. It's just...
Would it be able to bite you if you ran over it?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think it would have flung up. And like, if it's in the pedals and like we're both, it's
just like, no.
Yeah, it would have been like, I don't like this ride.
Yeah, yeah.
So I dirted my bike on the side of the path because I'm like, I'm not going to hit it. Like if I hit it, I think.
You could get bit. You, yeah.
Anything. Like I don't want any part of this thing. But it was, it's too late to stop. You cannot stop a bike that's like hauling. Anyway, we'd love to hear if you've had an encounter with a snake. 303-222-5423. You may text. You may call.
When it was in high school, I worked at a golf course where we would clean all the carts and clubs and stuff for people. And it was one night where everyone had dropped all their stuff off. So we were cleaning all the clubs and they had gone into the clubhouse. And then later a guy came out and he was all drunk, obviously, because he'd been golfing and then hanging out for a while. And he's like, dude, I totally forgot. I found a snake out on the course. I put it in my bag. So it's, and his bag is now put away, like in the garage with all the others.
Why would you keep it?
I don't know. So we were like, go in there and you get it out. Like I'm not dealing with your snake.
This is not my problem.
So he went in, and a little bit later we saw him like leaving again, and we yelled at him like, hey, like did you get the snake? He's like, couldn't find it.
So it was just.
So then we had to go back in, not knowing did it get out somewhere on the course? Did it get out on the way? Or is it? Right behind us.
Just
like, we have no idea. Gosh. And we eventually did find it like slithering around in the garage somewhere. And I'll never forget.
Do you know what kind of snake it was?
It was little. Thankfully, it was like probably a garden snake or whatever.
Why did he pick it up and put it in his bag?
I don't know. Because he knew we would deal with it, I guess. I don't know.
Like you just pick it up and fling it off the course.
I know.
What did it say?
The snake?
I'm a snake. I'm a slithering little snake.
Is that really what you wanted?
Yeah.
There's one more quick story from the news. A 72-year-old Malaysian woman was in the bathroom. I don't know if she was on the toilet, but I want to believe she was on the toilet. And she felt something wrapping around her leg. Yeah, she was on the toilet. Oh, my God. And it began to try to drag her through the hole in the floor from whence it came. It was a giant python, I believe. Was it? Had to be coiling around.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
I felt constricted in the bathroom before, but this is.
We have got to stop.
So here's my thing. Like, would you ever feel safe? You know how Mia's afraid of the garbage can? How you ever pee
to the bathroom?
Again, you're never sitting down on a toilet going, nothing could happen to me here.
I see a big spider and I'm like, I'm done. That's it for that bathroom.
I guess I'm just going to feel bloated the rest of my life.
Yeah.
All right. If you've got a snake story,
that's nice.
There it is. We'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about
snacks.
Sorry. We just all really like the way you say that, T-Hack. Deborah?
Yay.
Snakes. What happened?
We had a large group of campers in South Dakota, and one of the fun things we used to do was to play jokes on each other. Mm. So one of the campers put a fake snake in one of the other campers, in their camper.
That's not funny.
Oh, it was funny. And so, of course, she walked in and we started hearing yelling. And she's like, oh, my God, I got bit by a snake. We're like, yeah, right. We're all laughing, thinking it was funny. And then come to find out she was really bit by a rattlesnake. And it was a baby rattler.
Which has more venom.
Do they really?
And most poisonous.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because they don't know how to control it. They're just like little and they're just like, They just like go on 10. It's just like,
And we were in the middle of a lake, so we had no way to get her to emergency care. So someone had to drive to get cell service. call the EMS. Then they couldn't find us on the lake, so someone had to help them find us on the lake and get her back. And she ended up spending 5 days in the hospital. And then
so the
when
fake
we killed
snake
this,
wasn't yeah. so funny.
So
anymore.
The fake snake, then everybody's like, "You idiot! Did, yeah. It never bit you."
Quit and it's turning like, purple,
dude. Blah. Did she live? I mean, she lived.
Yep. She lived. She was fine. But the craziest part was,
she was fine.
They came back to get the remains of the snake, which my husband and son had killed and buried. So they had to find it, unbury it, and it was still moving.
What?
Yeah.
This Ooh. Was
no
a
one's
journey.
Ever sleeping again.
I'm ready for the sequel.
Yeah.
That's the last shot. Still.
Yeah.
Still
okay.
Moving.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. What? What?
She wanted to tell that story. She's been holding on to that.
Like the fake
snake. How was it living?
They didn't kill it. What she's leaving out is all of them were hammered. And they're at a lake. They're all hammered. That's why nobody's like, how are we going to get her back? Like, that's what gets weird. When you're like out camping and everybody's, when a medical emergency happens, then it's like you're drawing straws for who's getting the DUI to help the person who's in distress.
And her husband's like, we'll take care of it. And then they're like,
just bury it alive.
And it was, okay. Aaron?
Yay!
Yay! Snakes. What happened to you?
So, I was working in my parents' yard. I was a teenager at home. We're all outside in the front yard. And I noticed all of a sudden along the front sidewalk, there's this 4-foot-long, tan-looking snake slithering along the house. And me, being the young and stupid teenager, I was like, ooh, I want to get it. So I go to grab it, and it ends up getting away from me and going into the garage. And at this
you
point,
chased it into your
knows,
home. Smart.
just the garage. So it wasn't in my bedroom yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. So we chase it into the garage, and it finds this gap between the concrete floor and the sidewall and slithers down in it.
Bye-bye.
And disappears. And this is right where my mom gets in and out of her car, who absolutely despises snakes. And she's like, you are staying here until that thing comes out or it's gone. I'm just like, okay. So this was mid-afternoon. All the evening, not a sign of it. So I figure out, okay, well, we'll just make sure it goes outside when it comes out if we're not here. So we get a bunch of sheets of plywood, paneling, anything that's flat and rigid, and we make this like barrier, like path, escorting it to the front of the garage. And this is all while trying to make sure we were not going to get bit, because I didn't see the head, so I didn't know if it was a rattlesnake or a bull snake.
Oh my God. Okay.
So that's a whole another level of fun on top of this.
Did you ever see it?
No, but what we did is we had the barrier going out to the garage, and then right on the edge of the garage, we laid a little layer of sand just thick enough to make a track when it slithers across it.
And was there a track?
No.
Okay, dude. All right, dude.
Still looking for
burn
you.
Burn the house to the ground.
Just patch up the crack, and then it dies.
Yeah, but where is it inside the house, dude?
No, it can like go into the vent or something and like
you're right
in the bathroom.
You're right. I don't like it.
Sarah?
Yes.
Snakes, what do you got?
Okay, I used to live in San Diego. I now live here in Colorado. I lived on a canyon where hawks were flying around.
Oh, yeah.
And I was out getting a tan, and a hawk was flying above me, and I couldn't tell what it was holding. It dropped a rattlesnake on me.
No!
Because they come up to eat them, and then they're just like, no, something
my God.
Else. Yeah.
I am so definitely afraid.
Did it bite you?
No. It dropped, and then I ran. And it came back down, and of course, that's how, you know, they kill their prey.
So it's dead.
Okay. Maybe not. It landed on her. Maybe she saved it.
I don't. Okay. Let's
have a nice fall.
See you next summer. Or
Joe. Summer doesn't make sense for the. You know what are you doing?
Yay.
You know what he was doing, right? Okay. Joe, snake stories, and then also talk slow because Eric is listening.
Okay. Yeah, I was raised in a town west of Fort Lauderdale called Plantation, and we used to go hunting rabbits and stuff out in the swamp. And on two occasions, I woke up with snakes in my sleeping bag.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Hell no. I understood that perfectly fine. Okay.
Just go the end here. I'm a snake.
One more here. Chuck.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Snakes.
Oh, so we were standing on the porch, and we seen the bullfrog there, and all of a sudden he started getting his leg jerked down, and we got a flashlight and looked underneath the porch, and under the concrete step there was a snake, a baby snake, trying to pull a bullfrog down inside there. The frog was bigger than the snake.
Yeah, bullfrog's a little big.
Yeah, he was big.
Little snake's a little small. Taking on hinge, right?
Yeah, have a great winter.
Next summer.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.